Hello, love buddies.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Jen.
And this is The Wedded Podcast.
We are husband and wife who also
have sex. No,
well, but we also own our own photography studio where we both individually shoot weddings and we also shoot video.
And sometimes if we're real lucky, we shoot together.
Yay. It's the best Saturdays ever.
Yes. People are going to think I hate shooting with you, but it's my favorite.
Yes. I am not being sarcastic right now. Anyway, what are we talking about today, Steven?
I'm glad you brought this up, Jen. I've been planning this episode for so long. Today, we are talking about wedding coordinators and wedding planners and why it's so important to have one.
Yes. He has been planning on the planning episode. So this is
Steve's
good
planner
stuff, guys.
But if you listen to my other podcast, which by the time this episode comes out, it'll be like 20 episodes ago on my podcast. I did go on a rant about how people need to have event coordinators and wedding planners.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. We're just like right on sync.
It was before you brought it up as a possible subject for this show. And I'm not going to leave my good material out of the other show.
So if you don't want to listen to the same stuff over and over again, pick one podcast.
I'm just going to go and cut that rant out of the other podcast and paste it into this timeline for this one.
And you can just
give me like a few. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let's practice. Oh, that's great. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I completely agree.
Why are you shaking your head no then?
Those are lies.
It's okay. I'm probably cutting all this out of the episode because we're trying to keep these ones short.
Well, I think we're going
to. And we have 6 minutes about talking about alcohol so far.
I think it's going to make for a good podcast. Anyway.
That's all right.
So let's go ahead and start this off. We've got a few examples, but it's not the only reasons why you should consider having a day of coordinator or a planner. First, before I go over those reasons, I think we should talk a little bit the difference between what a planner and a day of coordinator is. I think a lot of people scratch the idea of a planner because they think, you know what, I can do this all on my own. I have some ideas. I'm excited about the decorating. I want to be able to do that on my own. I think I can talk to other vendors and it should be fine. And I completely understand that. I was in that same boat. But if you've listened to past episodes of ours, you'll realize that you can easily take on way too much.
With your own wedding, you can take on way too much? How's that possible? How could you ever take on too much with your own wedding?
I mean, it should be pretty easy, right?
Yeah, it's just everything you like, everything you love in the whole world, but combined into one event on one day.
But what happens if you combine all those things and you're the one that's in charge?
Everything runs flawlessly because you're the only person you can trust.
But also that day, who's going to be running it?
That's a good question. Probably somebody like, I don't know. I'm thinking maybe like your sister, your aunt, your mom. No, probably not your mom.
So let's get this straight. As a bride or groom of wedding.
I got it.
Yeah.
The groom's going to be running all of it. That's how it worked at our wedding,
but
right?
What if it's just brides?
One of the brides is going to be running all of it.
Yeah.
Or one of the grooms, if it's just grooms. Yeah.
Someone that day who was in charge with the planning is also going to be in charge the day of the wedding. One thing you want to do is separate yourself from that if you actually want to enjoy the day. So the difference between a planner and a day of coordinator is that a planner is going to handle a lot more details within the wedding. They might be the ones helping you find the vendors, talking to vendors, to see who's available so you don't even have to worry about that. Finding the perfect match for your day. So you have this amazing vendor team. They're also going to be handling some design aspects, helping with coordination. Some planners will even come dress shopping with you to help with that. Really, you can customize a planner into whatever you're really needing the day of the wedding. Day of coordination is going to be a portion of that, but I think it's one of the most important portions. Do you want to describe a little bit about what the day of coordinator does the day of the wedding?
The day of the wedding, the day of coordinator is the person who's running all the logistics throughout the wedding day. So they know when people are showing up, when they're setting things up, when they're leaving, all that kind of stuff. A day of coordinator is typically the person who is going to bail you out if something goes horribly wrong on the wedding day. Just thinking recently, Jen and I shot a wedding a month or two ago where the bus went to the wrong place. It was supposed to pick up all the bridesmaids and then go to the first look location. And instead, it just went straight to the first look location with the groom and the groomsmen. The bridesmaids didn't have a way to get there. And so the day of coordinator, who was also the wedding planner, was the person who had to get on the phone with the bus driver and find a way to get them back to the right location so that everything could take place. And it was actually pretty awesome because she got him back and got everything running back on schedule and on time, even though there was like a 15-minute delay because the bus had gone to the wrong place.
What would have happened if the coordinator wasn't there and that happened? What do you think that situation would have looked like?
That situation would have looked like, I don't know if that bride would have panicked. She seemed pretty calm on the day, but maybe she's just calm because she had a coordinator. But I think typically the bride would panic during that sort of situation. And either the bride would be on the phone trying to take care of that, or the bride would be delegating to her maid of honor or her mom, sometimes to the photographers or the videographer, delegating to get that situation taken care of. And so it creates a level of stress for a bunch of different people who might have to take control of that situation. Whereas if you have a coordinator there, boom, they knock it out of the park every time.
Absolutely.
Like, we've never been in a situation at a wedding where something went wrong on the day and there was a day of coordinator where the day of coordinator was like, I don't know what to do. Like, they always know what to do.
So just to touch on what Steve was saying, one of the things that we had jotted down as what we think is a good aspect of having a day of coordinator or a planner is that your family members can enjoy the day. A lot of the times, just like Steve said, if the planner's not the one in charge, it's typically a parent, a family member, maybe even a best friend. A lot of times the photographer takes on that responsibility as well. That leads into why your vendors themselves would prefer to have a coordinator. As a photographer, I can say that typically we're the ones that are responsible to keep everything on schedule when there isn't a day of coordinator. And it takes away from our creativity and it takes away from the time that we can actually be shooting. When we're trying to gather everybody, whether it be family members or your wedding party, not having a day of coordinator there causes us to focus primarily on keeping you on schedule and we're shooting less.
And it's not solely like, it doesn't solely fall on the photographer. Parts of it do though. It's like, we feel the parts that are most important to us. So like, we have to hurry up our photos and portraits because maybe something went wrong with hair or makeup or with putting on the dress or something like that. And so like hair, makeup, all those people, they all have a schedule. They all know when they're supposed to be there, when they're supposed to be done, even without a coordinator. But like, as soon as something goes wrong, it feels like as photographers, we're the people who it's like, oh, they can just go faster or, oh, we can just like cut time from them. And so a lot of times we get our time cut during the day. And so we feel like we're then responsible throughout the entire day for trying to make sure things go on time. Even though like a lot of venues will have a venue coordinator who is not the same as a day of coordinator at all. And that person will try to make sure the ceremony happens on time and ends on time and the reception starts on time at the reception venue and stuff. And then like once the reception starts, hopefully on time, then all of a sudden the DJ is largely in charge of making sure things run on time. But when you have a day of coordinator, they kind of schedule everything out with everybody and they make sure everybody's there on time and everything runs on time instead of having a relay race on your wedding day where people are just handing the baton off over and over and over and certain people are feeling like we're going to have like our time cut short or maybe it's like the caterers who like all of a sudden are told, you know, the food's going to be served 20 minutes late because the photos went over, the video went over, or something like that. And now they have to find a way to keep the food warm for an extra 20 minutes. So like there's all these different like logistical scheduling things that happen on the day. And having somebody there who's just in charge of everything helps so much.
One way to avoid having your scheduling running over like that is to work with a professional. So a day of coordinator actually works with you a month, sometimes 3 months before the wedding to go over an itinerary, make sure that all your vendors in line, that your vendors know when to show up. So they're not just showing up the day of the wedding. They're actually helping you a little bit before as well.
Yeah, day of is kind of a misnomer in that case.
I would say they're more like 3 months before type of planner. most of your vendors are already been chosen. And if you don't have all your vendors, they'll help you choose those as well. But with that...
The day of coordinator is going to help choose vendors?
Yeah.
Now you're letting the day of coordinator kind of slide into the wedding planner slot? Is that what you're telling me?
No, but how many people don't have major vendors picked 3 months before their wedding? Not very many people.
That's when you really need a wedding planner or a day of coordinator or both.
Yeah.
Or a combo.
So with that, if you've never scheduled for... you know, 5+ people to have your hair and makeup done, there's a possibility that that's going to run over. They can give you an estimate of how long that would take, but working with a hairdresser and also professional coordinator who has worked with that stylist before knows exactly how long everything's going to take. So everything can stay on schedule. But also, just going on what Steve had said, if your day starts to go off schedule, let's say that she has been talking to the photographer for the beginning of the day and know that things have started to go off schedule, that the pictures are not going to finish up when they were supposed to finish up just because of everything else going off schedule, they can talk to the catering team right away. So that can guarantee that your guests aren't going to be served cold food. Maybe they'll start prepping things a little bit later. But if you're coming into your reception late, it's already too late for the caterers. So this is one person who can give other vendors a heads up if things are running off track.
And also, if you are a vendor, one of the best reasons for having a day of wedding coordinator or a wedding planner is when something does go wrong as like a photographer, a videographer, venue coordinator, whatever. You don't want to be the person who has to talk to the bride and tell them something went wrong.
No.
And so, I mean, this is maybe the worst reason why vendors would tell you to get somebody like this. And it's completely selfish. And it's because if something goes wrong during photos, like people don't want to tell the bride. So what they might do is they'll walk up and tell the photographer, the videographer, or they'll tell the DJ, or they'll tell the venue coordinator, something happened, something went wrong. And then they expect that person to tell the bride and deliver the bad news. So from my perspective, it's great when there's a day of coordinator because that person always takes care of, if there's any bad news, telling the bride. And that person is there to solve for problems that might arise on the day. Like that's part of their job. It's not their whole job, but it is a part of their job. And so when something like that happens, they typically figure out a plan or a few different options, like a few different plans. And then when they tell the bride the bad news, they're like, here's what we can do. We can do this. Or here's how we solve this. We have a replacement guy. He'll just be 10 minutes late or something like that. And that's amazing. And when you're the photographer and somebody asks you to deliver bad news to the bride, like, hey, your bus isn't broke down on the highway and it's not going to make it.
We're not going to be the one making the phone call.
Yeah, you can't solve that problem for them because you have your own job you're doing on the day.
Yeah.
And so it's really good to have somebody there that's their job. And like you were saying earlier, like if it's not, then the family member's taking care of it. And then it ruins one of the family members' like day. And like they don't get to spend that time showering you with adoration on the day.
That reminds me of just a couple of weeks ago, we ended up shooting a wedding where the wrong flowers were delivered. They could have been completely, I mean, florists, they don't just work with one couple. They work with several couples in 1 week. And there's a possibility that the wrong flowers or the wrong couple were delivered. They were beautiful bouquets, but they didn't match anything else in the reception and in the ceremony. And if they had a coordinator, that coordinator would have been on the phone. Hey, these flowers aren't right. They could have fixed the problem and then they would have gone on by the day. But this is something that was brought up several times during the wedding where she was very upset that the flowers were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that can be solved. And also like just thinking about a situation where we had a family member who was getting married and their officiant had the stomach flu and was just up all night, wasn't even able to stand. In that situation, they were able to get it fixed because there were doctors within the family to be able to handle that.
The bride was literally a doctor.
Not at the time, but
she was close. Yeah. Real, real close.
So there's family members who were doctors. But in that situation, if it was, say, not the case where it was a family of lawyers, they're not going to be able to write in a prescription for this officiant. Now, if there was a day of coordinator there, the day of coordinator would have solved the problem, would have either had a replacement and the planner would have gone up to the bride or the groom and would have said, hey, here's the situation. Your officiant is sick, but I got a replacement. I just didn't want you to be worried when you got up there and realize that this was a different guy. So that is a better surprise than saying, hey, your officiant's sick. We don't have anybody and we don't know what to do.
Well, technically, you don't need an officiant. You can just go to the courthouse later to get that document signed.
But who wants to do that? That special moment needs to be like...
The special moment is never signing the actual document. That is like the least special moment in the world.
But you want it to feel real. And it doesn't feel real if someone is not able to do that, to conduct the ceremony.
You're married in the eyes of your peers and of your non-god or god, whatever you worship or don't worship. I don't want to offend people who are atheists. Or who don't believe in a god, but aren't necessarily atheist. Like, you know, people have a lot of different beliefs.
Okay, we get it.
No, I'm self-conscious. My least favorite thing in the world is when people are like, oh, they're signing the marriage certificate. Don't you want to capture that? And it's like, no, because it's a legal paper printed out from the courthouse and it looks disgusting and ugly and they don't care. Like, that's for the couple, the marriage is not signing a paper. The marriage is the ceremony.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why people want that photo, because it's like, you have the paper with your signatures. You don't need a photo of you signing the paper to make it legal.
Do you know the photo of us signing our marriage license, what that looks like?
It probably looks like the top of our heads and hair.
I have a ring pop in my mouth at the time because we shot it. We actually signed ours during the rehearsal and someone captured a photo of us. And I had a ring pop in my mouth.
So we were technically married the night before the wedding, but
yeah,
somebody didn't want to sleep in the same house or the same bed, even though we were already married.
Come on. I know there's some listeners out there that feel me.
I know there are some listeners out there. Ring pops in the mouth right now.
Yeah.
Totes feeling ya. So, Jen, you had some cool stories written down. I mean, I had some cool stories written down because I planned this, but you're better at telling those stories. So do you want to talk a little bit about the story of the bride leaving her veil?
So in that situation, we were actually doing video for the wedding, not photography at the time. But the coordinator of the day had realized that the bride had left her veil at the hotel room. This was probably 20 minutes before the ceremony was about to start. So this would be the first walking down. This veil was really important to her, so she was not willing to just let it go.
Wait, did you say this was a wedding we did video for, not photo? So this is one of my weddings.
Yeah.
You were just there as backup, if you're even there at all.
Excuse me?
Well, why don't I
That's
know?
That's how I refer... Do I refer to you as backup when you're shooting with me?
100%
you always do. No, I do not. I am not backup.
But my point was, this is one of my weddings and I have no idea what you're talking about.
So maybe I forgot to mention it to you, but the bride had left her veil. So the planner sent her assistant to get the hotel room key, to get the veil and get it back to the ceremony as soon as possible. That's why things started like 5 minutes late. But I think if a family member would have drove all the way there, got the veil, brought it back, I think it would have just ruined the experience for one thing. And also, big possibility, it would have gone a lot later. So I see that as a save, even though things did start a little bit late. No one notices 5 minutes, but I think they would if it was a half an hour.
Mm-hmm. And for the record, I was setting up all the video cameras for the ceremony, which is why I didn't know any of this went down.
I was in the back with the panicky bride. So I knew that happened. I thought you did too. I'm sorry I didn't say anything to you.
No,
obviously
to this day,
he didn't even
no
know it happened. So it wasn't.
Got a beautiful video somewhere on our YouTube or website for this wedding. No idea about whatever happened.
So we have some exciting news.
We have some super exciting news.
We have a interview for our next podcast episode with an amazing planner / day of coordinator, Jillian Zilch with Frameworthy Events. We're going to be talking with her for our next episode. And I wanted to share a story of hers of what Jillian did, which honestly just still to this day blows my mind. We had a rainy day, and unfortunately, the bride and groom had a ceremony scheduled for outdoors. That morning decided that we'll just move everything indoors. the space was not the prettiest. And unfortunately, the outdoors, when it's really nice, looks beautiful. They had set everything up, but Jillian went above and beyond and kept looking at the radar. And she said, there's just a little bit of chance of rain, but let's just chance it. So she decided to reset the ceremony up outdoors. And it was in the middle of the summer. It was near 90 degrees outside with humidity. I just remember it being incredibly hot.
It was like 98 degrees that day. It was not near 90, it was near 100.
It was so hot that day. And her whole team set up the outdoor ceremony after setting up the ceremony inside for one of the most gorgeous ceremonies I've ever seen. The sun was shining. There was no rain. But it was absolutely beautiful.
It was that good sunlight where the sun's starting to set, but it's like not in the sunset hour yet. In the golden hour. It's like right before golden hour. Which I kind of like that light better than golden hour. I just got to be honest.
Absolutely. So the bride didn't know. She popped her head in the ceremony reception venue just to see what was going on, what was set up. And she peeked outside just to see. They had like a balloon arch thing that had been set up. And it was actually very beautiful and classy. And she was just peeking outside to look and didn't notice it right away. It didn't click. But then like 2 seconds later, she looks outside and sees the ceremony space and her face is just, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. Just absolute joy on her face. And I got it on film. If you can see the photo from the podcast, that's actually our hero image.
For this episode, yeah.
Yeah. That is Ashley, one of our brides, and Jillian is the planner for that wedding and totally saved the day. I honestly think that it made her experience on her wedding day even better.
Well, I mean, I'm used to like seeing brides gasp during a wedding. It's usually like when they do a first look before the ceremony and they see the groom for the first time. And it's usually like a, but this is like a, when she like realizes outside, like it was cranked up like a few notches. And you could just tell it was definitely like her dream to have her wedding outside, and getting that wedding outside just meant the entire world to her. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. Like I get kind of like down on like people sometimes, and this is bad of me, but like when people have like really defined expectations for the wedding that have nothing to do with being married, but like have to do with like, I wanted this thing to happen at my wedding. Cause in the end, like the most important thing is like getting married. But then like when you see like the realization of one of these dreams for somebody coming true that they didn't think would happen, you're like, oh, okay, I get it. Like I get it now. Like this was super important to this person for reasons that completely and totally boggle my mind. But you understand like that maybe you're an idiot and your viewpoint doesn't matter.
And you never know of the reasoning for that. Maybe it's because of a deceased family member and those certain remind them of that deceased family member. Just having a sense of comfort and things that make the day itself magical. I think that it's okay to want those things. Now, if it ruins your day, but you still end up getting married to the person you want to get married to, I think that's maybe a little bit of an issue, but I don't think there's any problems with
feeling disappointed. It's okay to be disappointed on your wedding day.
Yeah. Just don't let it ruin the day for you.
Don't let it ruin your life. Like, it can ruin the day. Don't let it ruin your life. Don't let it ruin your marriage either.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Sorry, I brought a lot of real weird negative energy into this podcast at the end.
Yeah, I'm thinking about firing you. Do you think I can, like, have a stand-in husband for...
I can just bring a cardboard cutout in, and I'll just record my voice saying, you look great. All right. That was super cool. Just on a loop, those three things.
Yeah. Well, I like that you're real.
You look and super great.
There's a reason why I asked you on here, because I didn't want it to be a yes man. I wanted you to disagree with me on certain
All right.
points. Oh, boy.
This is super cool.
All right, Steve.
You look super great.
Okay, that's the end of our podcast. And
thank you so much, listeners, for tuning in to another episode of The Wedded Podcast with your hosts, Jen and Steve Van Elk. We will see you next week.
We'll see you when we see you. Love buddies.